Let's get this party started.
Oh, I love the party. I'm having a
party. More of a party atmosphere. A
party for two. Oh, we're having a big party.
And joining me on the party atmosphere here is our News Talk 1010 traffic reporter, Lisa Morales. Good morning.
Hi, Dare Bear. Oh, she brings all the boys to the yard and it like is better than yours. Dare Bear coming in with the heat on a Friday.
Apparently you know this song.
I very much know this song.
All right.
Did you know it?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
So, no. Get the Zeppelin ready to go. So who is this and why do we want to talk about her today?
Khalees. She sings Milkshake. And apparently she's dating someone that's a little bit older than her. Not long after her hubby passed away.
All right, it's Bill Murray, which, you know, kind of be an adventure in itself.
Yes.
Because he's a bit of a wacko. I think Bill Murray's funny.
He's Bill Murray.
Yeah, he's funny,
yeah.
But I think he's a bit of a wacko.
Okay.
That said, I don't know anything about her. So let's take a couple of things that are sort of real-life discussions out of people who don't live real lives. Mm. So she's 43. He's 72. Do you have a problem with that?
Nah, I don't think so.
No?
Nah.
What would be the age range at which you say, okay, that's enough?
Well, I mean, look at what we just reported with Al Pacino and his girlfriend, who's is not the same age as his twins, that now is pregnant with their child.
Uh-huh.
So, like, that's a little bit much. He's 82, she's 28. Like, that's a little bit much.
Yeah.
This is a 30-year difference. It's not terrible.
All right. And it's 1 year after the death of her husband, Mike Mora. Again, I don't have a problem with that. It's until death do you part. I mean, if she was seen out with him, like, you know, at the funeral, I mean, that would be a little much.
Right.
But hey, she's got to go on with her life.
Yeah, you know, life goes on. I think these conversations are always so touch and go and a little bit touchy because there is no right time for anybody. Like, who are we to say you are not to date someone or marry someone X amount of days, weeks, months after your significant other leaves this earth? So I think it's unfair for us to judge from the outside of the bubble. I mean, I don't know what has brought these two together, but listen, if she finds happiness and so does he, move on with your life. So be it.
Okay. Now, when I said I think he's a little wacky, yeah. I think he is a little wacky. Is she?
I don't think she's a little wacky, but I also haven't heard, like her hit Milkshake was kind of what made her seen. She didn't do too much after that I've necessarily followed, but maybe that's for all good reason. She didn't want to necessarily stay in the spotlight. I don't know musically what else she's produced, but listen, she was talented. That hit went, you know, like it was big.
Yeah,
Milkshake was a big hit.
You know what a lot of artists find out?
What's that?
One hit is really, really hard. A second one is even harder.
Right.
Only so many people actually keep pumping out the hits.
That's like what they say about kids.
We'll have another one and find out.
I'm okay for now. No, thanks. That's a whole other conversation.
I'm not stopping you. All right. So Olivia Chow's lead has slipped a little over the last couple of weeks, according to Main Street polling. So it's the same polling company polling the same people. And her lead has slipped a little. Anna Bylo's support has jumped up. Could you foresee maybe not Olivia Chow, or do you think it's a done deal?
You know, I'm not sure. We talked about last time on Party for Two between you and I, like, do polls even matter? Does it sway people in their voting? I'm not sure what has made her slip necessarily, but I feel like, you know, at this point in the game, things need to amp up and look like, you know, Mark Saunders has come out with a campaign against her to sort of sit her down, if you will. I'm not sure where this is going to go. And the fact that I don't necessarily have to vote in Toronto because I don't live here, I don't know that I can't say I don't care. Of course I care because we're in this industry that we have to, but it'll be interesting to see how this all pans out. I'm more interested to know why all of a sudden has, you know, she had such a huge lead and now why is it that she doesn't anymore? That's what I'm interested in knowing.
Maybe more people are coming out and saying I'm decided and they hadn't decided on her. Did you vote in Caledon, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you do vote.
Of course I do.
All right.
Yes.
So I was looking back at the last time that Olivia Chow ran and I misspoke on this a little bit earlier.
Okay.
But here's actually what happened. Olivia Chow had been in the lead in the polls in 2014 and then when it was all done. John Tory got 40% of the vote and was mayor. Doug Ford got a third of the vote and Olivia Chow ended up at 23%. What's interesting to me is because there was a really long list of people then too.
Right.
Just like there is now. I mean, it's as long as it's ever been, I think.
101
time.
Plus a dog.
Yes, plus a dog. That's right. But here's what's interesting. Olivia Chow came third at 23.15% of the vote and the fourth place candidate, bet you can't name him,
Nope.
Don't blame you. Oh. Ari Goldkind.
Oh.
And he came in with 0.4%, and everybody came behind that.
Wow.
It won't happen that way this time because some of the people who aren't going to win do have some name recognition and some heft. They are already counselors. They've been counselors. One was the police chief. So it doesn't fall off. Like, I could read you these names who ran for mayor. You wouldn't know of any of these people.
Sure, sure.
You know, and in this case, it'll be a little different. So I don't know. I just see that there was a bit of a slip over the last couple of weeks, and all that might mean is she wins, but not with the total that she might have thought.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see what happens.
All right.
We're going to see.
Yeah. Now, this is just one of those stupid topics, but the stupid topics are what causes people to have debates at home.
That's right.
All right. So Canadian singer and TV personality Tara Sloan has started a debate on Twitter because she's having an argument with her significant other here on how you were supposed to store wine glasses and cups, mm-hmm. I think, upside down.
Oh, Jerbear. Okay, so here's the funny thing. I actually read this whole thread, and this resonates very, very much so with me because I deal with this in my own household. I'm a cups up gal, always have been, always will be. Now, I'm experiencing a situation. Full disclosure, I have my mom and my mother-in-law sort of taking shifts to watch baby G because we're dealing with a childcare issue. That's a whole other situation. However, my mom stores cups up because that's how I store my cups. When my mother-in-law is over, and bless her heart, I love her to death, but she stores cups down. And I guess for her, that is always how she's done it. And when I would go to her house, you know, she still stores cups down, and I do it when I'm helping her tidy up. I make sure to store cups down. But when you read this thread and you see some of the comments that people are listing as to why they do X or Y, it is actually the best thing ever. I don't have reasoning behind it other than you can store your mugs. Now, I don't store my glasses. I don't stack my glasses, I should say. I do stack my mugs, but always up. Yeah, never but, down.
But, then dust getting bugs and stuff gets
But I have cupboards. Like, the doors are closed.
And like, you think there's never going to be any dust in there?
But, like, I mean, people are eating off the plates and people are eating off cutlery. Like, really? Is this seriously the conversation we're happening?
Do you wipe the plates before you put them on the table?
No! If I see something on them, of course I do. If I see the wine glass before I serve you is dusty, of course I'm going to wash it.
Okay, here's what it's like at Lisa's house. Would you like some wine? Here you go.
No, absolutely negative to that one, Jerbear. Come on. Come on. A little bit of faith in Limo over here. No, I would totally wash it out. I have, and I always will. But we don't have, like, rodents roaming around in my cupboards that are laying feces and other gross things. If I see a bug, I'm going to wash it for you. No big deal.
You're lucky if you don't ever have rodents in your house.
Listen, in my mug, if I ever catch a rodent, we're moving. There's a rodent in my mug, we are moving.
Yeah. It's a nice place for a mouse to sleep.
I would imagine so, but don't do it in my leopard print mug.
Okay,
we're moving.
We had purchased a new construction one time. This was in Raleigh, North Carolina. And the other construction was still going on around us. And that really disturbs things like mice.
Sure.
Okay?
Because
they've been living in the field, and now all of a sudden somebody came along there tearing up their home, and so they start looking for new places to be.
Yes.
And we're sitting there in the living room just having a conversation. All of a sudden a mouse ran across the living room, and then that's how my wife reacted. And then that was that, but he disappeared. But then he started making a habit out of it.
Oh, you see, they're smart.
Okay, so here's what I did.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have done it this way, but not only did she react your way, but she doesn't want to see me take that thing out with a broom, like, bam, and just kill the thing in the living room floor.
Oh, boy. Choose your words wisely, Jerbear.
She wanted the little thing to live. Oh. She just didn't want him to live with us.
Ratatouille.
So here's what I did. I got a cardboard box.
Okay.
Tell me if you think this was clever.
Okay.
I got a cardboard box, and he would always come through from the same place.
Sure.
Didn't have a mouse hole like Tom and Jerry, but he could get in. And I think it was he. I didn't really check.
Okay.
And I put the thing, I put the box on its side.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we just stayed there, and we stayed fairly quiet. We just talked, and the mouse came out, and he was looking around, and he ran into the box, and he jumped up and flipped the box up, and he couldn't get out of the box.
Okay. And then what did you do?
I drove about 5 miles away from home and let him go.
You safely released it.
And that's the story.
Beautiful.
I told my wife.
You have a heart, dear. Oh, boy. You know, you had me going for a minute.
No, I did. I didn't kill him.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. Listen, these things are meant for outside, but sometimes you disturb the surroundings and they come inside. Like, we've had issues with rodents around our house, but not inside.
And somebody wrote in and said, you calling me Jer Bear is too flirty and not professional.
Oh, come on.
Get over it.
Oh!
Thanks a lot. It's the iHeartRadio Talk Network.